You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Carousel Radio. Bubble Club, started in 2005, creates a social and artistic opportunities for learning and disabled people in and around London. They host regular live music, club nights, at a mainstream venue on Brick Lane in the heart of East London. They also run art projects and DJ workshops, as well as make podcasts and live radio. And in this show, we are joined by the DJs and the host from the Bubble Club.
Hello, Carousel. My name is Rafar, known as DJ Awesome. I'm also the host of Bubble Club, alongside with DJ Ollie Vance, and of course, the DJ of the night, which is T-Roy.
Hello, I'm Ty.
Welcome along to the show!
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Carousel Radio!
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
I got a question.
Who are you?
Hi everyone, my name is Safar. I am the MC of Bubble Club.
What is the most disgusting thing you have ever tasted?
Oh, the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. I hate Marmite. I just find it the most disgusting taste of this universe. It's like, if you see a bad smell and it's spread on a sandwich, that's basically Marmite. So Marmite is the sign of disgustingness.
What would you put into the perfect sandwich?
I'm gonna have to go with my usual favourites with the ham and cheese. Like, nothing goes wrong with cheese, nothing goes wrong with ham. If I put Marmite in there, that would literally end my life.
What's your favourite sound?
The sound of just people walking, you know, it's kind of like just really relaxing and really chilled. And then of course my second sound would be just the ocean.
What is your favourite smell?
I'm gonna have to go with Burger King, basically.
What is the best holiday you've ever been on, and can you tell us about it?
It would be kind of a board when I was visiting my dad, because it's like very, very hot. So basically, if anyone's gonna go to Nigeria, that's where you need to go, because it's really hot in the summer.
Who is your hero?
My family, of course, so that's number one. I would say number two, my friends, of course, are like heroes to me, so they're like my role models and inspiration. But technically, if I would choose the number one person, it would have to be my mom, because she's basically been like a hero to me throughout my whole entire life.
Who would you most like to meet in the future, and why?
Idris Elba. I love this celebrity so much, and he's one of my favourites. I'll just ask him questions on, like, how he got into DJing, like, movies and stuff, how he got into, like, TV, like, Luther, the TV series on BBC One. He would be a good person to ask those questions for.
Who's your favourite musical artist and their best piece of music?
I've got a few, but I think who comes to mind will have to be Drake. He's an icon. He's one of those rappers that isn't afraid to say what he needs to say on a rap, so he is completely blunt and honest. I'm gonna have to go with his first album, Think Me Later, because that's the first album I bought, and that album, to this day, is a classic.
What is your favourite film or TV show, and why?
My favourite movie, and that would be the Power Rangers movie that came out in 2017. Yeah, that movie just took me back to like how Power Rangers was, like they were so cool, and it's still a part of our generation now, so that movie was holding a big place in my heart.
What would you do on a perfect night out?
For a perfect night out, I would either just sit at home, chill and watch Netflix, just listen to music and just enjoy the rest of the night, or enjoy the night by just partying the night away. It will involve a lot of dancing, a lot of DJing, a lot of music, a lot of really cool catwalks.
What should you be able to buy with a £5 note?
A £5 note? I'm gonna possibly say fish and chips.
Who was your favorite fictional character?
I love my supercars. I love Marvel. I love DC. I love Star Wars. I love my Power Rangers. But if I'm going to choose a fictional character, it's going to have to be Ash from Pokemon. Because he's like the most coolest character ever.
Is he?
Pokemon is a legendary cartoon. But it has some really great moments. Every single character you think of, either if it's from anime or film or television, they all come in a certain amount of a way, either as a hero or either as a villain.
What are your ambitions, your hopes and dreams for the future?
There's a lot of ambitions for me. Obviously, I love films, so my main objective is to, like, you know, let my scripts be known into the world and to be turned into films. But at the same time, just having a clear mindset on where I need to go, you know, for the future ahead.
Based on your answers, your radio presenter name is...
Marmite Ash Ranger.
First off, that's like the most greatest name I've ever heard. Secondly, adding in a spread that I don't like is absolutely a bonus.
The question.
Ladies and gentlemen, and of course, Carousel Radio, this is The Blue Camel, hosted by DJ Awesome. So, without further ado, we have got one of Bubble Club's very own DJs who is going to be playing a list of songs, old and new. Give it up for T-Ray.
Now coming all the way from the Bubble Club in London, please welcome DJ T-Way.
Hello, everybody.
Who's ready for the best night of their lives tonight, ladies and gentlemen?
Leo!
I can't hear you. Who's ready? All right. T-Way, take it away.
I'm T-Way. Part of the Bubble Club, from old to new, from reggae to dancehall. You ready to put your hands in your hair like you just don't care? My name is T-Way, from the East London.
We're Bubble Club. My name is Safaro, and right by my side is Ollie Vance, and then of course Tyson.
Hello, I'm Ty. I started in 1999. I think Rafaro joined about 2017.
Yeah, I did.
There at first. There was me and two other ladies, one called Millie Cooper and Tina Poyser. We came up with the Bubble Club. I helped them to put nights together. I think it was just for people with disabilities just to hang their hair down and have a good time. It was based in Whitechapel. We had it was a bar at the back. There used to be a big room at first, and then we got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then we went from nightclub to a nightclub. We was in Shoreditch. We was at festivals as well. I've been on the same bill as UB40, Scatting for Girls. At the moment, we're in 93 Feet East in Brick Lane. I'm one of the main DJs, with another DJ called DJ Foblu, and Rafaro is the MC at most of the events. We make up nights, so the next one, it's 007 night.
So you mentioned 007 night. This implies that there are other nights. Got any interesting nights you two can think of?
We've had 360 Love Machine, we've had a Haunted House one.
Rom-com Bomb.
We've had a lot of different versions, and me as the host, I've mainly just been completely taking those parts. At one point for the Haunted one, I was dressed up as Sherlock Holmes, the famous detective of Baker Street, which was really cool.
We meet every Friday at the club at 93 Feet East, who have been very kind to have us over the last few years post-COVID, and we prepare the events.
Right, the Haunted House, we had, you know, it was a whole production. So that's what we spend mostly our time Bubhub doing. We get everything ready, we come up with the concepts, and just generally just meet and hang out. It's kind of an extension of the club.
and a cornerstone of what we like to do at Bubble Club, just further the community aspect.
Let me say, the Blue Camel Club!
Remix.
So I usually get an hour set where other DJs, new ones, we give people a go. They only get like 30 minutes each. We get to know them first, and once we got to know them, we give them more time. On the wall by me, DJing, there's usually art and things in the next room. It's like a chill-out room.
Bubble Club is much more than just a nightclub. You know, it's not just going out and getting drunk and seeing your mates, but that a lot of that happens. But all the team, everybody involved, puts a lot of effort into the theme and the second room. We've had all sorts of sensory experiments, light, sound, puzzles. The main room's pretty full on, isn't it? When it's busy.
When it's busy, it's full on.
It's packed from the beginning to the end, and it's loud. It's a really big sound system, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's good to have a room where people can just decompress for a second.
We do have an act as well. We have an act every time at Bubble Club. The Bubble Club chooses the act, and then, they perform at the Bubble Club.
So you mentioned acts. So are these guys who are part of Bubble Club, are they from outside? How do you get? And if they're from outside, how do you get in touch?
They're outside. We leave that to Hugo, the main man.
We do have some reoccurring faces. Too Many Tees.
Yeah.
They've played for us a few times.
Too many tees.
They're rappers, they're really good friends with Bubble Club, of course. And they've been to our events. They're like the most coolest guys that you could ever think of.
Bubble Club fam. Yeah, we've definitely had some very experimental acts in the past, haven't we? I mean, there's been some pretty wild stuff on stage. It's gone both ways, hasn't it? With varying degrees of success.
This is a full-on fun space, so whatever you need to say, you can just go with it.
It's just we don't want to put on anything really standard. It's not what Bubble Club's about. It's trying to like push the envelope. When we do the DJ sets, it's a lot of classics, and it's, you know, we've kind of got that covered, haven't we? So when we have the live act, it's a time to see what we can do. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but that's the risk you run when you're trying to do something interesting.
Please welcome Too Hot for Candy.
Too Hot for Candy. No, they're very interactive with the crowd, and they're great. They got the Bubble Club vibe, and like whenever they play, it's well received.
Are you Rockhouse? Are you too hot for candy today? Woo!
It's a Tolita.
To start it off, you've got to add in a bit of Will Smith into the playlist. Probably add in a bit of DJ Snake and David Guetta in there, a bit of dubstep.
Candy would be one of them from Cameo. The Gap Band, Oops Upside Your Head.
Talky Talky by DJ Snake featuring Cardi B and Ozuna.
How often do you recognise people on some of these nights, or is it almost always new faces?
Mostly it's just familiar faces we know, which is really fun. And then, of course, most times during the nights, it would get really packed. Mm-hmm. lockdown happened, which was tricky, so everyone had to do Bubble Club on Zoom. Because at first, I didn't know about Zoom and no one else did.
I don't think anyone knew what Zoom was until the plague happened.
But once Zoom kind of started to progress over time, I think everyone started to use it and just kind of like got into the artistry of it and started to connect with people. After since then, everything just got up and running again. So Bubble Club have gone back to doing what they love most, which is events.
We was in Bethnal Green, and then COVID happened. And then after that, we moved to 93 Feet East, where we used to have it in like 06, 07.
Hugo, who we have mentioned, was the one that was kind of scouting for a place for where Bubble Club was going to take over. So it just went from one place to another. So when he checked 93 Feet East, it was like a vote from everyone, and everyone just looked at the space, looked at the venue, and it was like, this could be the place for us, you know?
The owners of 93 Feet East have been so brilliant to us.
And they've had us in ever since, and they give us a space to run our bar pubs every Friday. They give us a club, and they've really allowed us to continue post-COVID when things were looking a bit shaky. We actually came, you know, I think these events are probably some of the best we've done. And the biggest.
Women is what?
Women's in the heart, people!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Awesome Spectacular, hosted by me, before, and of course, alongside it, Bubble Club's very own DJ Ollie Rottens. Awesome Spectacular is basically a podcast that I came up with as an idea. It was just me and Ollie, of course, that worked alongside each other with it, and then we got Paul involved, who is another DJ, a co-host of the podcast. So
podcast started off the back of our radio show, really, and the radio show was very much music based. Yeah. But we went half and half with the podcast. So half of it's chat, and it's me, Paul, Tyson, and Rafaro. We'll get together, we'll have a think about a subject, and we'll just talk for 2 hours or whatever, and just gas away about anything.
The other month we were talking about Boris Johnson.
We were talking about Boris Johnson and how he should be fired. And
that's a bit harsh to say he loses his job. He don't deserve to lose his job. He needs to realise what he's done is wrong. Yeah? Why did he have these parties for while he was locked down?
Overall, it's got a lot of great episodes on there. I remember it's the first one me and Paul did was about police brutality, because I don't think nobody can trust the police nowadays. And in this society, it's like you don't know who to go to during this time. So yeah, there were a lot of topics. Besides from that, there was topics on mainly the Cyberverse. There were topics on fashion. And of course, the burger one where me, Ollie, and Paul spoke about our favourite burgers.
I think we like to pick some really serious and personal matters, but also something silly like burgers. But also, you can turn it quite deep as well. So
hey, burgers are a serious topic, guys. You do not. Mr. DJ Orsovir just said that Burger King was his favourite smell.
The podcast has been such a major impact to our lives. I think each topic had its own meaning. You guys can listen to the podcast, by the way, on Spotify and on the Apple playlist. It's really good.
So you guys are doing a lot.
Yeah, we are doing a lot.
You got live events, you got podcasts. What is next?
For how far the universe is for Bubble Club moving forward, I do not have an answer for that. There's going to be a lot of things happening with events, a lot more acts, and a lot more DJs. So all I can say is thanks for having us, guys. I think it was really appreciative of you guys asking me and, of course, Tyson and Ollie questions about Bubble Club and, of course, the podcast and everything. Probably stay tuned because there'll be a lot more in the near future.
We all look forward to it, mate.
1, 2, 3, here we go! Ladies and gentlemen, DJ T-Way!
And for more information on Bubble Club, please visit www.bubbleclub.org or look for Bubble Club East on social media. And if you want to hear even more Bubble Club content, then check out their podcasts, Voices of Learning Diversity and The Awesome Spectacular. Available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Thank you for listening, and please check this space for our next show in April.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.